This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. We are a few minutes away from that. Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe on this Victory Monday. Your Pittsburgh Steelers are 3-1 going into the bye week. Austin Bechtold, the one we call City Limits, is back behind the glass. He has a big take coming up after the top of the hour once we do a college football minute. He was in attendance at Beaver Stadium on Saturday night, the whiteout between Penn State and Oregon that did not go the Nittany Lions' way. Yet again, a fall of the head coach, a little bit on the quarterback. We'll get to that as well, but another loss for James Franklin in a big game. But right now, taking your calls at 412-928-9370 on the Steelers' win in Dublin. We go back out to the phones, and Mike is in Jacksonville. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Donnie?
Good. What's on your mind?
I called for one reason, but I didn't call for the football. I was calling about the Odyssey app. Is something wrong with the app?
Yes. Yeah, Mike, the app is down. We have gotten alerts about that all morning. So you could, I know you're in Jacksonville. I don't know if you listen to it in transit, but the other option is on our YouTube page, the live video feed.
One last question. That 4th-and-1 that turned into 4th-and-6, was that by design, or did Aaron Rodgers just lose clock of time or time on the clock?
Mike, and I appreciate the call, that was by design, or at least it really looked like it was. They didn't get to the line of scrimmage until there were a few seconds to go. But it felt like to me, hey, take the penalty here, give Corliss Waitman a few more yards to punt the football, and we will let our defense finish this game. That's what it appeared to be to me, because if I recall correctly, the Steelers had timeouts. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, Austin, but I'm pretty sure they had a timeout to use in that situation.
Yes.
You're going to use a timeout if you did not intend for that to happen. So to me, it was, hey, go out, take the penalty. We'll act like we're going to go for it for a few seconds, but that's that. So yeah, it was by design. And Mike, I hope you can get a chance to listen, but the Odyssey app, for those of you who usually listen on there, it is down this morning. We have gotten a few emails on that, including one a little bit ago that said, we are still investigating. The investigation continues. Is the status on this? Let's figure out who is behind the Odyssey app being down. 412-928-9370. Carl is on the Fan. What's going on, Carl?
Hey, good to talk to you, my man, Donnie. Quick question. It seems for three quarters, the Steelers had the Minnesota Vikings number, And then somehow we let up in the fourth quarter, or was that just them being so good that they're able to come back? What's your opinion on that?
A little bit of the Steelers letting up. You go into a different, you go into different defensive looks when a game gets like that. Now the play to Jordan Addison, that was just a big time breakdown in coverage. Chuck Clark, I believe, had the responsibility on that play. Jordan Addison got behind everybody. That was the play that Peyton Wilson ran him down. Because otherwise, the Steelers were up by two scores, and they had the Vikings, that is, they had the football on their own one-yard line. They had a long way to go. They get a first down, they get a few more yards, and then they hit the 81-yard pass that gets them down to the Steelers' goal line. And then eventually they get in. But sometimes you see that when the defense will lax a little bit, things get a bit too conservative, and Mike Tomlin does tend to get too conservative when he's in that position. But it was 24-6 with 11 minutes to go. And then midway through the quarter, it was 24-14. The Steelers still had firm control on that game. So even though the game did end 24-21, it was not as close as that final score. It felt like for almost the entire game, they were dominant. Unfortunately, being dominant for 3.5 quarters could sometimes come back to bite you. Chris is in Knoxville. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, Donnie?
Good.
Just driving back from Pittsburgh. I was up there this weekend. Unfortunately, I saw the Pitt game, but I didn't expect them to win. But I was surprised they it was a close game. But again, you know, knucklehead Narduzzi, you know, those guys are just finding ways to give up games. But I'll tell you, my total Saturday wasn't a total loss because Harvard on the Mon beat Slimy Pebble in a battle of the division.
Cal U, a big one against Slippery Rock.
Yes, they did, which I think Slippery Rock was ranked number one in the state for the preseason rankings. But nonetheless, it wasn't a total loss. Penn State lost and West Virginia lost, so that took the bite. And the Steelers did win. A win's a win. That's the main thing. But, yeah, it just seemed like, you know, again, the offensive line looked like they're coming along a little bit. I did like see Broderick stay awake and grab that fumble that could have been nasty and took it up a little bit for Rodgers. But and it seems like the line's coming together a little bit, you know, so hopefully after this break, we'll see some good things coming into some of these tougher games down the road. But just seems like Tomlin loves these close games. He just doesn't want to put the foot on the throat. You know, I don't know if you see it that way or not, but yeah, I just like to see let them open it up a little bit and hopefully put some more points on the board. But nonetheless, enjoy the show, and I hope you get your own show one of these days. By the way, so because I think you're one of the best on that program. So.
Not Chris, I appreciate the kind words. Safe travels back to Knoxville. I hope for the same thing at some point, too. And you brought up a couple of things there that jogged the memory. First, when it comes to the aggressiveness of Mike Tomlin's coaching style, yeah, I mean, I do want more often to see them when they're in that position. Put your foot on the throat and end the game. You got to have that cutthroat attitude. Because there is always something that could go wrong, that could break down. The Addison play, a good example of that, that can easily get your opponent back in the game. There was a real chance that the Steelers could have lost that game yesterday after dominating for 55 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And that would have sucked because for the first 55 minutes of that game, they were clearly the better team across the board. And there was a real chance with a few minutes to go that they could have lost the game. So when you have an opportunity to put your opponent away, you go for it. Plus, he brought up the Broderick Jones fumble recovery. I'm glad he did because I do want to talk about that play. That was one of the funniest plays I have seen in a football game in quite some time. First, you have old man Aaron Rodgers, 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, showing off the wheels. He gets a first down on a third and eight, third and nine. It was third. It was a down and distance play. They had to get the first down. He gets the first down. He gets the ball tomahawked out of his possession and a completely lucky bounce. It is an oblong-shaped ball, so it could bounce any which way, right into the belly of Broderick Jones, and he takes off for a couple of yards. Fortunately, we could all laugh about it right after because the Steelers did not lose it, but a very funny-looking play. 412-928-9370. Tom is on the fan. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, Tom. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What do you got?
I want to ask, how come nobody talks about this receiver situation? These receivers are, other than DK Metcalf, they don't have anybody else. I don't care if Calvin Austin's not injured. He stinks. They all stink. They need to get another receiver. This has been talked about for 2 years. They can't move the ball. The philosophy's bad enough the way Tomlin plays so conservative, but they have no receivers. They actually brought in Scotty Miller yesterday. He's useless.
Tom, I'm glad you brought that up, and I appreciate the call because that does transition into the news from Jerry Dulac that I wanted to get into. He reported around midnight, and this is the longtime Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. Jalen Ramsey and Calvin Austin expected to miss, quote, at least several games. This sounds like, when you hear several games, Austin, what does that sound like? To me, it sounds like 6 to 8.
It sounds
minimum.
More like 4 to 6 for me, like because just how short the season is. But yeah, even with the bye week, they're going to miss that much time?
I mean, and even 4 games, that's a quarter of the season that these guys could miss.
The Ramsey injury, I did not like the celebration that he had faking an injury. And
you know
then
what they,
he does
you know what they say
hurt.
About karma?
Yeah, I don't like that. I was thinking about that in the moment. It was strange, and I mean, yeah, for it to come back around like this, kind of odd. Yeah, him and Calvin Austin said he's fine. He said, I think it was on social media, he said that, put it out there on Twitter, but that sounds like two big losses, if that's the case, especially with Joey Porter Jr., this lingering hamstring injury that they're basically treating like Russell Wilson's calf from a year ago.
Yeah, now Porter has to get back. I mean, I know he practiced in a limited role before this game in Dublin, but he should be, you would think, healthy after the bye week. I think they can still get by without Ramsey, unless it's like a full season type deal, but it doesn't sound that bad. But they still have players back there. Porter, Slay, Eccles has been a pretty pleasant surprise. James Pierre, we thought he had the game-clinching INT yesterday. That was a very close call. But to go along with that call we just got, what is this team going to do at wide receiver 2? I mean, you need to file a missing persons report on Roman Wilson again. 3 snaps yesterday, and he only had 1 snap on special teams. You have Scotty Miller, who had 13 snaps. Ben Skowronek, who had 18 snaps. Who is going to step up and fill that void? We learned last season that the Steelers should probably check in and make a wide receiver trade sooner rather than later. They have the Browns after the bye. I think they are staring 4-1 in the face. And the rest of the division is behind them. If they want to be taken seriously, they have to go out, be aggressive, and make something happen here. They got Mike Williams last year at the trade deadline, a player that could have been had easily via free agency. They wait until the midnight hour of the trade deadline, or close to it, where there were not many wide receivers left available. Probably overpaid, even though Williams did directly win them a game. He and Russell Wilson had maybe against the Commanders. But what if DK Metcalf goes down? If they lose DK Metcalf, they are a word that I am not allowed to say on this radio station. So I will use another word. Screwed. Check back in on Chris Olave. Check back in with some teams that are not off to good starts, whose season may already be over. Maybe the Titans. That team is putrid. Cam Ward, the first overall pick. Man, you want to talk about honesty. What did he say after that game yesterday, Austin? Cam Ward, he was at the podium, and he was like, I'm just going to keep it real with you guys. We are ass.
Very true, yes.
We're terrible.
That's why Pomp and I weren't high on Cam Ward at the start of the year. Like, we didn't think that any of these quarterbacks are worthy of a first-round pick. And Cam Ward, he's not done anything to show you that he can overcome things.
Yeah, I mean, he's being brutally honest about the team and himself. I can respect it. Sometimes we have things that are way too sugar-coated. They're 0-4. They got shut out by the Texans. You have to check in on some teams. Because if this is a long-term injury, I don't think they can afford to play that game if something does happen to DK Metcalf, who I understand is an athletic freak, but they will have to make a move because they clearly don't have the trust in who else is there, and I don't blame them. Ben Skoranek, who, you know, he's a gritty player. People love his style. He's really not a starting caliber wide receiver. He's more of a special teams ace. Scotty Miller, he had a good season back during COVID. Roman Wilson, the guy is going to find his face on the side of a milk carton before he's in the end zone. So that is a big concern to me. If we get more clarity on how long these injuries are, that will help out the situation, but I think they have to be aggressive and make a move probably in these next few weeks if it is pretty serious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.